I'd like to just kind of sum up by sort of reflecting back on some of the answers that you saw here in these interactive questions and sort of how the meeting flowed out, and getting your take on what you think some of the areas are that are the most controversial right now in management of high-risk patients and PSA relapse situations, where a patient who may go to three different physicians might be more likely to get more options than others.
So I think one of the controversies in high-risk disease is how long do you do the hormonal therapy for? There are some people now who are looking at 6 months versus 2 years versus 3 years, but all too often, because I put this as a case in one of the Astro Refresher courses I gave on prostate cancer, I put in the choice of 1 year. And I think that across the country, if you ask, people are sort of compromising at about a year with absolutely no data. There is no one-year trial, but they're looking at 6 months and saying, is that really enough? They're looking at 2 and 3 years and saying, that's just too much for these people to take, and they're going at a year. One thing I'll tell you, though, is that when people get 6 months of hormonal therapy, their testosterone is suppressed for at least a year because it takes a while for that testosterone to recover. And I think as that message gets out there, people might be more comfortable with a shorter course until we prove, you know, that the longer course is truly better. But I think that for right now, the standard of care for T3-4 disease is the longer course.